All right, so looking forward to our call. I saw you driving last night in the Q&A. You look good. So how you feeling? Bring me up to speed on how the week was and how you're doing, and we'll start there.
I'm working a lot. I'm doing a lot of my exercises or my acceptance. I shouldn't call them exercises, Doreen, so they're not exercises.
it's a regimen, okay? Yes. And, yeah, because you know, she always says it's not like running on a treadmill. So, but they're definitely it's a regimen that you're in, and it's awareness. Okay, that's the key. So, an application of it. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting better. I can tell. It's just it's not the entire day. I do have resistance, which is okay,
mm-hmm.
and I just accept it. Yesterday we had my daughters meet the teacher. And I just kept accepting while I was there. But it wasn't as strong as it usually is, like the anxiety. Mm-hmm. It was less. I was just anxious, but it wasn't like as bad as it usually gets. So that's a good improvement, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
And then yesterday I also got bad news. So I just kept on accepting throughout the whole time. It was weird because my mom's boyfriend's terminally ill, and yesterday they removed him from his feeding tube.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so
that's sad.
Yeah, so I just kept on accepting, like, and then I started doing the bottles, and I felt out of body, and I don't know if that was part of the acceptance.
You were doing the what, and you felt out of body? You were doing the what?
I was doing the acceptance, and then mm-hmm. I was washing the bottles, the baby's bottles.
Okay.
And then I felt out of body. It was.
How did that feel?
I don't know. It was just almost like calm, but also like I wasn't in my body.
Hmm.
It was
like,
weird.
Okay, like you weren't in your body, like not disassociation, but more like you didn't feel extreme pressure at that point. You just felt totally relaxed, or what?
I couldn't explain it. It didn't feel good or bad. It was just. It was.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure if that's part of the acceptance.
Not really. But describe it. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I don't know. But
yeah.
But describe to me the feeling and what you experienced.
I was almost like dazed. I was just dazed.
Hmm. Were you under a tremendous amount of pressure prior to that?
No, that's when I got the news and I was accepting that I was sad and.
Mm-hmm.
And that it wasn't good or bad. It was just like I was in a cloud, just moving mm-hmm. around. I don't know if it was the shock of.
Were you trying to get rid of the resistance when it was there, or like, or you?
No,
you're totally
I wasn't
okay
because
with it.
I was okay with it because I knew that's normal, and it was. I mean, I have to be sad about that. There's nothing I can do about it, but be sad about it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I would say. I don't know, and that's a rarity for me because
yeah.
I don't know what the feeling is, but it could have been intense peace. I'm not sure, but tell me about the rest of the week and how you've been. Like you said, yeah, I'm feeling better, but, you know, still there. So tell me where you're at because you're in, like, week five now, right, or so six maybe?
I think I started seven.
All right, so you're getting there, but that don't worry about that. We don't rush you through.
Yeah.
We're going to get you – but I definitely feel that – there could be more emphasis on this work, but and I want to hear what you're doing. But just tell me how you've been feeling this week. Tell me about the week.
I've been fine. I wake up and then I do my acceptance for like 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay.
And then I don't get out of bed until I think around 9. Maybe I do an hour sometimes.
Good.
And then once I get up, then I start just going about the day. And if I start feeling any resistance, I start accepting that too.
Mm-hmm.
Then anytime I can accept, I'm accepting. I do notice
good.
That I dump the gun sometimes. Sometimes I start accepting without knowing my state of being. So
yeah,
then
we
I
know what our state of being is for sure.
Yeah, so then I step back and I was like, well, wait, you don't even know what you're feeling. So then I try to identify it.
But that's good that you're catching yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and then I accept it, I start work next week.
Good. All right. So you're doing, so you're accepting all day long.
Pretty much. I do forget sometimes. Like there is maybe an hour or two that I like total that I forget or I can't focus on doing acceptance. Mm-hmm. But when I can do both, I do both.
Okay, good. And then how's your diet for the mind been? Conversations, Googling, all
that's
stuff.
Pretty good, minus the occasional stuff that, like, my mom will say or, you know, with her boyfriend going on. But I don't watch the news at all.
Good.
My Facebook is limited to I just do it maybe in the morning to say happy birthday to anyone's birthday, and then I'll close out of that.
Good. All right, so that's good. And how's things at home with hubby and everything?
They're fine.
Good. Okay. All right, so tell me how you've been feeling differently, if any.
I noticed a difference. Like, I can tell I'm making progress every day.
Good. What is that progress? That's what I'm trying to determine.
Less drainage.
On your sinuses?
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
This less anxiety for sure. I used to looked at my home and it would be really sad, and now it's not.
Good.
I don't feel the sadness as much.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right, so you're not feeling as sad. You look at your home and it's a little happier.
Yeah.
Your sinuses are improving. And how much attention and focus are you giving to the sinuses? Because I know that was a pretty aggravated. And I'm glad they're getting a little bit better, but how much, I know that you probably spend a lot of time thinking about
I still do, because so my nose burns on the inside, and I think I injured it when I started, when I had my first panic attack. So once I put stuff in it where it stops rubbing, it feels better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is that stuff that you're putting in that it feels better?
I put, like, cotton and oils in there.
Okay. And you can still breathe when there's cotton in your nose?
Where I can still breathe, yeah.
All right, good. So then maybe you do that, and then you just – but you, and this can sound strange. Is it hard when your nose is burning or it's a problem, but you've got to take your attention completely off of it?
Yeah, I try my best, but it sometimes it's – when it, like,
I accept
you do that
I'm
daily?
Experiencing difficulty right now, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You just keep going. You just keep going. You don't stop. And that's one thing that I really punched home, I think, on the Q&A last night about not stopping. You can't just, you know, olay this stuff. You can't just, you know, you've got to not stop. And because every time, if you spend, you know, 2 hours in acceptance and a half hour in resistance thinking about a problem, you're going backwards.
Yeah.
And you're not getting relief. You've got to be to the point where you never stop. When you're in resistance, embracing the state of being nonstop and don't stop doing it is crucial, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then and you've got to get to the point, Aurelia, that you are completely okay with this incident, you know, completely fine. It never changes, I'm good. That was what I really, you know, said after the 16-hour acceptance session that I experienced. Like, whatever. If this is my lot in life, I'm surrendering to it, right? So if we're trying to fix something, what's our state of being?
Resistance.
Yeah, need. Right? If we're looking for another outcome, we're in a state of being of need. Okay? So we're going to create more pain, more difficulty. Like the people that can't sleep, like Pam, who spoke last night in the Q&A, she thinks about her sleep nonstop. But she's starting to sleep more. Because she's accepting if she just stops thinking about the sleep, she'll sleep like a baby. Terry Kay, who came through our program a few years ago, she just came in and just focused on the work. She literally forgot about all her troubles in the world. She couldn't sleep. She slept 2 hours a night. She would get up and pace every night. She just stopped thinking about that stuff. She stopped talking about that stuff. She literally just did the work, like so many other people that have done it. And the state of being fixes the sleep. The state of being will fix the sinuses. The state of being will literally transform your body. Health sometimes takes a little longer because the body takes time to respond because it's been unhealthy. But when we take our attention, like now the mind will bring us to the subject, especially when there's burning or discomfort. You know, yeah. I accept that I'm experiencing discomfort right now. That's okay. And it's so hard. I accept that I'm experiencing difficulty right now. That's okay. I hate this. I accept that I'm experiencing judgment right now, and that's okay. And you just keep going. But you don't stop ever. But you're also okay if you surrender. Okay, got it. If this is it, I'm good. When I surrender, go ahead.
I find that sometimes I can't put a name to my state of being. Like I'm like in the middle. I'm not in acceptance or resistance. I'm just like I just say resistance because I don't know, or I'll say confusion a lot.
Well, if it doesn't feel good, it's resistance. If you're not sure what it is, it's uncertainty. That's why the list is there on week two. Do you have that list?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. You can use that as a guide. Don't go down up and down the list accepting, but use that as a guide to let you know what your state of being is if you don't, but just accept the resistance because it's not about the resistance, it's about the acceptance. So whatever state of being you're in, you're embracing it. But if it doesn't feel good, I accept that I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. I wonder what this is. I accept that I'm experiencing uncertainty right now, and that's okay. So it's the awareness to never stop doing it, okay? So be accepting every day, all day. Don't spend a minute talking about your sinuses. Now, if you have to, like, listen to mom a little bit about your stepdad, it's sad. It's always sad when we lose somebody, but it's part of life. I know it hurts, and it's callous to say that, but it is. It's part of life. And I know my mom's 82, and she's been slipping. She's still fairly healthy, but she's had a lot of health challenges. I know it's she's on the back nine. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's a term we use in golf. It's she's towards the finish line. I get that. And I'm prepared for that, you know, and I've already lost my dad. I've lost a brother. And while you deal with that loss, it's part of life. We're not going to be here forever either. And I think that's the beautiful part. This is a dream. And I've been saying that the last few weeks, we're in a dream. We're going to wake up from this dream one day. It's like, oh, I'm not Mike. I'm not Aurelia. I was just experiencing Mike. I was experiencing Aurelia, right? And we're so much more than this limited physical experience. So we have to view that at all times. We can't be harmed. We can't die. That's just what we're experiencing here. So we've got to take ourselves to that place. But it's nonstop acceptance. Mm-hmm. It's nonstop diet for the mind, nonstop awareness, and it's letting go. It is surrendering. That's what I talked about in week 7. But you can't, if you don't like the situation you're in, you're resisting it. You're judging it. It's going to expand. You've got to get to the point where I surrender. I'm good. Whatever it is, I'm good. Okay? And that's the key. Make sense?
Yep.
All right. So what questions do you have there?
I know I shouldn't talk about the external, but whenever this does, or, you know, the whole funeral and stuff like that, I mean, it should be fine to go as long as I keep on accepting, right?
Of course you go. You pay your respects. But accept, what is the states of being? The states of being are sadness, overwhelm, disappointment. But of course you go and you just accept it. But it's not about, again, it's about embracing all the states of being that you're going to be in.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all. Yeah. That's what you're doing here.
Yeah, I've definitely been pushing myself to just go out and about a lot, and I think that helps too.
Absolutely. So, and again, it's not about, see, even there, though, there's a little need there. You know, you should just go out to go out. You shouldn't go out to feel better. You shouldn't stay home to feel better. You should just live your life knowing that everything's okay. So again, I think you're still walking on eggshells a bit. Okay?
Yeah.
I think you're accepting, but I think inherently you're dying to feel good. Okay? That's need.
Yes, I have
sense?
A lot of need. I've been accepting a lot of need.
All right, give me 5 minutes of acceptance right now. Just let me hear you do it. And I know Doreen has probably done this with you, where she's had you accept with her, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so just give me 5 minutes right now so I can hear you.
Okay.
And remember, right now in this moment, would you agree that everything's okay?
Yep.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
I accept I'm experiencing calm right now. and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm experiencing uncertainty right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing worry right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing calm right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing worry right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing discomfort right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing discomfort right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing worry right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing worry right now, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm experiencing uncertainty right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing uncertainty right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing uncertainty right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing confusion right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing anxiety right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing uncertainty right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing uncertainty right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing peace right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing worry right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing exhaustion right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing worry right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing uncertainty right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing uncertainty right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing exhaustion right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing calm right now, and it's okay.
I heard that little yawn. That means you're relaxing. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Except I'm experiencing calm right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing anxiety right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing clarity right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing calm right now, and it's okay.
Okay, good. I noticed that. I noticed it in your voice towards the end of that, but I also noticed it in the states of being you were experiencing more calm, a little bit of clarity towards the end there. But your voice sounded calmer, and you even yawned.
Yeah.
Okay? You've got to stop thinking. You've got to stop thinking. You think too much, really. This is just what we did there for 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
I want you to do every minute of every day you're awake right now, okay? Unless you're engaged in a conversation or you're doing something. But when you're cooking for the kids, when you're cleaning the bottles, I just accept, stop thinking. Now, what I understand that stepdad is at the end of the line. I get that, sad. I understand you have to support mom.
Mm-hmm.
But everything in your life is fine. Everything in your life, you can go another 5, 6, 7 days right now. And just because you've already been living this way. So now you can just release and just say, okay, I'm going to be acceptance now for the next week. I'm not going to think. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to be acceptance. You can't, you know, you got to just make the commitment to be an acceptance. Your mind is still firing all over the place, and it will until you transform it. So you just have to realize it's just doing what it does. And what it does is create havoc. Okay. I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm just going to let go and trust. Okay. I am just going to flow. I'm just going to accept nonstop. I am the machine that Coach Mike talks about. I am the acceptance diva. I'm the acceptance warrior. Give yourself your own moniker. But that's all you are. Who are you? Who's Aurelia? Aurelia's acceptance. Who's Aurelia? She's an acceptance machine. Who's Aurelia? She's nonstop acceptance. You, that's who you are right now. Stop thinking. Every time you think, you go into a problem and you're undoing what you did. Right now, I want you to understand, okay, I don't know what's going on in this world beyond what I can see in my little physical realm, but I know that everything's okay. I know it's everything's going to be okay beyond what I can see here. So my job is to commit to acceptance. That's all I am. That's who I am. Nonstop. And acceptance will clean your mind out. Acceptance will take care of the sinuses. Acceptance will give you the healing from your stepdad. Acceptance will get you back to work and thriving. Okay? I want you, don't go there. Don't go there in your mind. What if? What if, you know, my mom is depressed? What if I can't handle work? What if the sinuses don't go right? That's all thinking. Fear, need, fear, uncertainty. Just keep accepting. The state of being is the powerful force. Infinite intelligence is the answer. We don't know what they know. So just turn it over to them. And the way you do that is by being acceptance. They'll heal and fix everything.
Okay, awesome.
You got it, kid?
Yeah, my five-year-old has it better than me.
Well, that's actually the gift that you're giving her. Go ahead.
Yeah, she hears me and she actually says what I'm saying and now says it herself.
Man.
And actually my husband, too, he's always frustrated and now he says it. And I'm like, okay, I guess they hear me say it and they say it, too.
I love that. I think that's fantastic. That's great. And this is going to be the best gift that you give your five-year-old. All your, you know, both, you have two kids, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And so that's beautiful because they're going to see you turn in this. Janice Held, who came to our program in 2017, but she was in the advanced program for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And she's been like three live events. She's just doing amazing. Her son, Gabe, she would do acceptance sessions with Gabe. He loved it. So teach your kids, teach your husband. But most importantly now, I need you to stay out of your mind. Stay out of the thought.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. You just commit that everything's okay the next 7 days. If this is it, this is it. And I'm good with that. And I'm just going to keep accepting the states of being. The mind is just a thinking machine based on your state of being. You are an acceptance machine, and you don't stop.
Sounds good.
All right, kiddo. Boxer me if you have any questions or stuff, and then schedule again next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.